Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 through 14. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me trustworthy, appointing me to his service. Even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Do you ever wonder why God would want you to be a member of his family of believers? We would like to think that there was something in us God liked, but are we really being honest? Would you buy a soft and spoiling melon from the melon box? Think of my question that way. Why would the maker of this universe choose sinning creatures like us to know him as Father? John Newton wrote Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound That Saved a Wretch Like Me. He had lived a shameful life, but God had delivered him. Amazing Grace. When God commissioned Saul of Tarsus to preach the gospel, saying, in effect, not by angels and seraphim, but by your speaking shall the world hear of the glory of God, the apostle marveled at God's amazing grace. Take a turn up and down the memory lane of your sins. Can we honestly not begin to shake with disgust at our blasphemies, persecutions, and ignorance? Then remember that God doesn't turn away from us in disgust. He took all those sins, even those we don't remember, and placed them on Jesus. He turned away from Jesus in disgust and now looks at us in love. God says, I remember your sins no more. God wraps his righteousness around us, covers us by his grace, and clothes us with his salvation. Remember the staggering promises God has given in place of our deserved punishment. How can that grace not sweep us into a refreshed gratitude and deeper active appreciation? May we always be amazed and grateful. Heavenly Father, I know there is nothing in me that would cause you to want me to be part of your family. And so I am eternally grateful for your love that caused you to rescue me from my sins so that I could be adopted as your child. Thank you. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.